welcome to the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast. On the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast, we cover how to grow your online business and market your magic in a way that has your ideal client raising their hand and pulling out their credit card, all while using spiritual practices and modalities to help keep you regulated and aligned. I'm your host, Jess Angelini. Let's dive in. There are people out there who are waiting for you to put yourself out there so you can change their life. That might sound dramatic, and you might have heard me say that before, but I so believe it in my soul. And I wanted to take this time this week to have a little mindset reset on the podcast because I firmly believe that statement is true. I firmly believe if you are someone who is a coach, a spiritual business owner, you're offering retreats and you're supporting people in transformation in some way, that that work that you are doing is so needed, is so important, and that people are looking for you in only the way that you can help them. What do I mean by that? Everyone has a unique voice. So you might say, you know, Jess, there's a million people coaching in what I do. I have a client right now who she coaches physician women. She is a physician woman. She's a doctor. And she coaches other women in medicine. And she helps them figure out how to have a more harmonized life. And there could be a million reasons why she could convince herself that she shouldn't be doing that. She could tell herself that women in medicine don't understand coaching. They don't like agree with it. They don't believe in it. She could tell herself that there's already a bunch of, you know, other people out there doing it. She could, you know, this is a really common one and might be my least favorite of all. She could tell herself, who am I to help them with XYZ? And when I look through the testimonials on her sales page or when I'm supporting her with her content, and I look through those testimonials, I see so many lives changed, so many shifts happening for these women. And if she got stuck in that space of not really being ready, not feeling like she could do it, feeling like there's already people won't get it, then all these women that she's worked with would be worse off. And that is why I love this industry. And there has been so many issues in this industry, but ultimately, most of us, I feel like at least my clients, if you're listening to this podcast, you aren't someone who's looking for a quick money grab. You aren't someone who is out of integrity. You're someone who's really working hard to support your clients and help them change their life. And if that is you, then you have a duty to your potential clients to put yourself out there for them. The other thing that I wanted to share with you is that your unique voice matters. So when you are thinking about, oh, there's other people, there's this, there's that, it's a saturated market. Guess what? Everyone is approaching their topic, their area of expertise uniquely. There's a million people talking about content. Trust me. There's a million, especially now with the rise of TikTok and everything, the amount of digital marketers that I see online telling you this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do, is out of this world. It's more than I could have ever fathomed when I started in this industry. But what I will say is some of them, yeah, they say similar stuff to me. None of them speak to their clients the way I speak to you. None of them are talking about the energetics. None of them are talking about empowering you with your voice the way I do. And so there is a unique subset of people out there who are waiting for me to support them in unleashing their voice with that next level in a way that's actually going to support them in their business growth. And if I was too scared to do that, or I convinced myself that the world didn't need me and my magic, then you would be less better off because I hope, because you're not listening to this podcast because you don't like it. You're listening because you're getting something out of it. So my intention today with you is to have you really take some time and ground in. Maybe you are just driving right now and you're listening and you're thinking about all the reasons why people need you to put yourself out there so that you can change their life or so that you can better their life or you could solve a problem for them. Whatever it might be, you might tell yourself, oh, it's not that serious. you know, I agree that certain things aren't that serious. We aren't curing cancer here, but we are supporting people in transformation in their life. And that is so huge. And I want you to anchor into that feeling of when you read your testimonials on your testimonial page, or when you look at the clients or the people that you've helped, anchor yourself into that feeling. And then remind yourself of that the next time that you want to throw in the towel, or that you get too afraid to put yourself out there. I think there's a lot of fear of visibility because people are mean on the internet, and that's true. You may get haters. And also, there is a fear of success for a lot of people. A lot of times, at least when we start our business, there is a fear of failure. But as we continue on in our business, there's a major fear of success that comes up for us, where we are like, oh my gosh, what happens when I make all this money? Are people going to still love me? Am I going to be a different person? Am I going to sacrifice my morals? Oh my gosh, what happens when I have all these new eyes on me? Are people going to hate me? Am I going to say the wrong thing? Am I, you know, there's all these feelings that come up that are scary, and they're very real fears. Trust me, I've been working through a lot of those at my next level recently. And they are not a reason for you, for me, to not move forward and create that content to support people. Because when you are tapping into your unique magic, you will be shocked at what comes out of your mouth. Sometimes you're just on a video, you're recording a podcast episode, whatever that looks like for you. And all of a sudden, you have the most magical quote come out of your mouth because you're tapped into yourself and your client and what they need to hear. So this is a little mindset reset for you. And what I want you to think about for the rest of the day, and maybe even the next week, I want you to ponder, what are some ways that you can make someone's life better? What are the reasons why you need to put yourself out there to support people? If this is your calling, if this is your mission, ground into that and know that you putting content out in the world is a generous thing to do. It's an important thing to do. And if it's something you're called to do, you've got to follow that calling. All right. I hope that this episode was supportive, a little bite-sized episode for you. If you have any questions or you want to go deeper on any of these things, please shoot me a message over on Instagram at jess.angelini. And don't forget that in the show notes, if you are looking to optimize your Instagram bio, I do have a completely free Optimize Your Instagram Bio downloadable PDF that will help walk you through actually looking at your Instagram bio and helping you make it something that will actually convert. So head to the show notes if you are interested in that. And as always, if this episode landed with you or something about it was great, take a screenshot, put it in your Instagram stories, share it with a friend. That really helps the show move the needle so much, is by you sharing with people who you think would really benefit. And of course, if you're really loving it, feel free to leave a review. That also supports us in getting the word out there. Until next week, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you soon. Bye.